Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode of the A New Day Show. Happy post-Thanksgiving. And I know that everybody's probably trying to just put away as much of the leftovers as you possibly can. But I really hope that this Thanksgiving you did focus on more than the food. And you really look into the real meaning of what Thanksgiving is. I am very thankful for each and every one of you and for you taking the time to tune into the shows. I want to just, before I bring my guests on live, I want to just remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166. And if you have any questions, my guest is no stranger to you here because she has been on the show before. My guest who I will bring on live momentarily is Dee Boone. And Dee Boone is a coach and she's a social media strategist. So we decided to have her on tonight and she's going to be telling us how we can use social media to leverage what we are doing because we really must move with the trend and with the times. I want to welcome Miss Vanna for coming on and helping me. I thanks and appreciate you. The small chat room is not working, so I'll be going back and forth to the large chat room. So if you have any questions, and I don't read it right away in the chat room because I am still in the studio. So without any further delay, after Dee and I are through with our conversation, I will be continuing with the book discussion on what's possible, the 50 true stories of people who dare to dream. And I know the stories that we have been reading for these past 2 weeks has been really touching. And thanks for the phone calls and emails of the people who call to say thanks because it is really ministering to them and helping them to really see beyond their limitations. So I am so thankful that I am obedient in doing that. So without any further delay, I want to bring on live my colleague and friend, Miss Dee Boone. Dee, how are you?
I'm fine, Daphne. Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
Oh, it's a real honor because You are a lady of many hats, and you have so much that can add value to my listeners, and that is what it is about, having you on so you can help to add value to what we are doing here. So in case there's anybody who has never heard you speak or who don't know who you are, they haven't listened to the other segments, would you please take a few minutes and introduce yourself?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Well, as you know, my name is Dee Boone, and I am a professional speaker, social media strategist, and success coach. And also, I'm an author. I have a book, upcoming book, is called Wake Up Winning, and it's how to help people overcome their challenges, whether it's in business or personal life, and to have a real huge balance. And one of the things that purpose is helping people understand how to have abundance in their life. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I brought social networking into my repertoire of talents is because my background is in training and development. And I worked in corporate America as a senior learning analyst, teaching people how to learn customized programs. And what I found was when I started my own consulting business was that people did not understand how to use social networking for themselves. And so my purpose is to help the folks who did not grow up with social networking, the 40 and over crowd who didn't grow up with Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and all that good stuff. But here's the thing. You have to understand what it is and how it can help you, because mm-hmm. there's no such thing as working at a job for 20 years anymore. That just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So you have to create an online brand for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a business, it's important that you have something online that says who you are, what you do, and how you help people. Mm-hmm. And so it's my purpose is to help people become more effective in communicating who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love what I do, and I love helping people getting that whole process across.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dee. And, you know, you so rightfully said about a lot of entrepreneurs not having a virtual presence. Because there are still people out there who are relentless about not getting on there. That's not for me, that's not for that. Now, for those people who are still very green, who have not yet started to cultivate a presence on the social media platform, and of course, those are the people who you're excited to hear about because it gives you an opportunity to help them. But what's the first step for them, Dee?
The first step is to really have have a strategy. That's mm-hmm. the first thing. So let's look at it from two sides. First, having your own personal online presence. So let's say you work for a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're an employee. And now you're trying and to create an online presence, that means having your information out there for the world to see. Now, here's the thing, and like you said, some people say that's not for me. Well, here's the truth. If you do not put something out there about yourself, somebody else will.
Mm.
And this came real close to home, and I'm gonna tell you why. My sister, who's a corporate person, she works in corporate America. She's single. And she's very exotic looking. Now, what she had decided, I'm not doing any online branding whatsoever. She said, absolutely refused. And I said, well, okay. And so just to check, information, I said, I'm going to look you up. I'm going to Google your name and see what comes up. Can I tell you what happened? My sister came up as married with two children.
My God.
She was Caucasian.
My God, so, and she's African American.
Right, exactly. Now, she could probably go for a, you know, dark Korean, possibly.
Wow.
I mean, that's stretching it a lot. But Caucasian,
wow,
that's a totally different, you know. And here's the reason why. Because remember those old phone books that we used to have?
Yeah.
That used to be
mm-hmm.
delivered all the time? Well, they took that information. There was no information out there about her. So the phone company sold that to online companies. And so what they did was they took that information and they guessed. They guessed from her address. Because remember, the phone books had your phone number and your address in there. And so if there was nothing in there, they just guessed. They said, well, because of this particular location, we're going
to
assume. Yeah, and so they made a guess. I mean, they were totally inaccurate, but that's how important this is for you
mm-hmm.
to create an online brand.
That's
so,
right.
So
you know, Liz,
sure.
I can relate to some, that what you just said, because years ago, I was teaching a class in Waterbury at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when I'm teaching that class, it's a class for the commission and children. Normally, when I'm teaching that class, I only focus on what I'm doing for the commission. I never tell the parents about my other part of my business that I do. Well,
mm-hmm.
what do you know? 3 weeks into the class, one of the ladies at dinner said to me, oh, there's a lot you didn't tell us about you. And I said, what do you mean? She said, oh, I Google you, and I found out a lot of things about you. Up until that time, Dee, I had no idea. I was using the computer a lot, but I did not know that there was information out there about me. So I came home, and you know the first place I went to was to Google my name.
Mm-hmm.
And my mouth fell open. But you are right. In order to control what's out there about you, you need to be proactive in creating that, or else the wrong thing is going to be out there about you.
That's right. That is so true. One of the things is, if you are a business owner, the first thing I'm going to highly recommend, this is if you do nothing else, please do this. Listen to this very carefully. Own your name. Own
mm-hmm.
your name. And what I mean by that is, like, if somebody goes to, let's say, Daphne Clark Hudson, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you don't own your name, somebody else could buy it online.
That's right.
And it's now, it down belongs to them. And they can hold you hostage for it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, most domain names are like, you know, between $1 to, you know, $16, depending on the web, the domain company.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could say, well, you could have this name for $500,000.
Yes, a lot of people go there and do that. As a matter of fact, this book here by Darian Kagan, who was
mm-hmm.
a CNN anchor, the book I bought, that happened to her because somebody bought her name, but God was on her side because she called the man up and the man saw himself as holding the name for her.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not sell it to her. He gave it back to her. But there are some sharks out there who will want you to sell it for millions of dollars. And there are people out there who just go around, buy your people's name, important people's names.
Yes.
And
yes.
then it costs a lot. So you are right.
That happened to a lot of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Even if you don't think you're a celebrity or that your name is not that important, I'm telling you right now that somebody else does. Somebody thinks that you are, especially if you're a business. They
That's
think
right.
that you're important enough and they're willing. And I was telling this in a workshop that I was conducting.
Mm-hmm.
And this one person said, oh, I don't have my name online. I guess I should buy it. And the person, another man was sitting down and he asked her what was her name, and you know, typed it in, did a domain search, and saw that she didn't have her name. It was available, and do you know, he was like, "Oh wow, I should buy it right now. Make you buy it back from me."
My God,
and you know, and he saw that as an opportunity. And I said to her, I said, "Before you leave this room, buy your name.
Buy your name, because listen, people are sharks, and that man, the minute he gets in the parking lot, he will do it if he's that kind of person." And then she got to go spend lots and lots of money to buy your name.
Exactly.
It is very, very important. So if you learn nothing else from what Dee is saying, make sure you own your name.
Own your name.
Own your name.
I'll tell you something. You know who's a person that learned this the hard way? Ayala Van Zandt.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people know her from the Oprah show she just did with the webcasting and everything. Well, you know, remember when she had her own talk show on ABC with Barbara Walters?
Yes.
Okay. When she had that show, she sold her name to ABC thinking that they would, you know, that she would be in longevity, that she would have the show forever and ever, amen. What happened was they canceled the show before a year was out. And so when she tried to do another show someplace else under her name, she couldn't do it because ABC owned it. And
owned
can I tell
name.
You, they wouldn't give it back to her.
My God.
Yeah. So can you imagine
what
a painful lesson that is?
Yes. And especially when when you build like she built, you know, from in the valley all the way up. So you know,
exactly. Books and everything had her name. So this is why this is very important. How important your name is in creating a brand around it, around your products and services, and you. Even if you're an employee, you have to see yourself as a service provider. You're providing a service to your job, your employer.
Exactly.
And so you have to see yourself as your own boss.
Your own brand, and that's what you are there for. It doesn't matter. When you sit around that table, you are the brand. You're the commodity. So don't sell out because you're stripping yourself. And if anything happens like in Alana Van Zandt, case, it's gone and you're not getting back, and those corporations, they're heartless.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
So now,
Go ahead.
So now we secure our names and what else we need to do, because people, I know that sometimes I look on Facebook and I'm wondering, dear Lord, are they looking what they're putting out here? Let's talk about that. Now you have your name. How do you create a professional presence?
Okay, this is so important. Everything that you do online is now a public record.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to start looking at at your comments that you post, your photos, everything. You're going to have to start looking at that as a record. And because what happens is, remember, like you said, somebody Googled you and you were astonished as to what was out there. It's so important that you do that on an ongoing basis. At one point, I used to tell people to, you know, Google yourself, you know, every quarter. Now I'm going to suggest that you do it every month. Reason being is that you have to look at your online presence as an official record of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're out there and you're getting your drink on and, you know, partying back, if that is part of your presence, if you're a party planner, then great. But if you're working in corporate America and you build a career, not so good. Not so good, because this is how HR departments now look at people. They go and they Google your name. They don't look at your resume. They could care less. Paper no longer matters as it did, as it once did. So here's something critical. When you have your resume, make sure it's online. Use LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a social networking tool for professionals. And you can put in your resume online. That's what you want people to see. You don't want them to see you rolling over drunk at a at the Christmas party or the bar mitzvah. You want to make sure you have a professional presence at all times. If you are a person that is really into Facebook, here's the thing. You have an opportunity. Facebook has now changed so much that it allows you to post certain photos for certain people. So you can have it posted to a customized view, friends of friends, friends, or all. And I would suggest, this is what I recommend for anybody who really wants to develop a strong social networking presence. When you are creating your brand on Facebook, on your personal page, 80% personal, 20% business, okay? And then create a fan page for your business or service, and then you have to have it 80% business and 20% personal. And here's another area that I want people to start using, because this will help you. Groups. Groups on Facebook are a great way to meet other people without necessarily friending them. And also you can subscribe, which is a really cool feature now. But here's the thing. Let's say somebody tags you in a photo and it's kind of embarrassing. You don't really want people to see that. You can untag yourself so that it's never associated with your profile. Which is very important. I actually had that happen to me. I was working at an event, and it was like 5,000 people there, and the event was over, and I was having dinner. I was the last person to eat, so I'm sitting there eating some chicken, a drumstick, and I was starving. And this one of the security guys took a picture of me, and I said, "Whatever you do, do not post that on Facebook." And I mean that. And so the next day, of course, what did I see? Me sitting there eating chicken.
I did not like you didn't mention it.
Right, exactly. And I told him, do not, and so he was determined. So I literally untagged myself.
That's right.
And I also unfriended him. Because and he's like, "Oh, don't take yourself so serious." I said, "Yes, this is very serious. This is my business."
Yes, because you are
my life.
Business.
Yeah. And here's the thing. This is what I really want people to understand, that social networking is not going away.
That's right.
It's not going away. It is the way of the direction of which we are going. Just to prove that, imagine what life would be like without, and I'm going to kind of take you back a little bit. If any of you remember a record player,
that used to
play albums and 45s and 77s, I think it was 77s, and records, when he actually used to play records. And then that evolved into 8-tracks.
Mm-hmm.
8-tracks evolved to cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
Cassettes have evolved to CDs.
CD players.
Yep, a CD player. And now CDs have evolved to MP3s. Now, let me ask you, when was the last time you went into the store and saw a record player?
That's right.
Okay, it doesn't exist. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. This is a part of our culture, and it's not going away. So
That's right.
This is the message that I do, and I tell my clients. You are in control of your online presence. Take responsibility and create a brand that you could be proud of.
Proud of, that's right.
And be transparent. There's no need to lie about it. You don't have to make it up. It's not like online dating. You know, telling somebody that you're 6'5" when you're 5'2". You know, this is about being the truth of who you
being
are.
Being honest, but exactly, exactly.
Being honest, and here's the other thing, that, Daphne. I just want to say is that when you're transparent, people like to work with people that they like.
Exactly,
and
that's
so,
the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
Your profile has to be transparent, and it has to be informative.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what platform you're using, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and if you're a business owner, you better make sure those your profiles are consistent all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you send mixed messages, people are less likely to do business with you.
That's right. And the interest, the other thing that I noticed, too, is that once you have things connected, and I want to go back to something you spoke about earlier on, even when you do a response to something, it is coming up elsewhere, so you got to be careful. But there's something that I have been seeing a lot of, and I don't know whether you have an answer for that or you notice that. There are a lot of people who are asking me for online endorsement, even though I have never used their work.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have been doing is sending them back a personal message, asking them to explain to me about their work or introduce me to someone who has used their service or product. Because I said, if I endorse you, I would not be doing you a favor. I wouldn't be adding any value. And then the thought came to me, Dee, that they probably are doing it because they see that I have a large network. What's your experience on that?
Well, that's so very key. You're doing the right steps with that. First, if you do not have an online relationship, I mean, you that means you haven't been connecting back and forth and somebody's asking for a recommendation, it is very appropriate to say, you know what, I really don't know you that well enough, and you know, give me some references and that kind of thing, because it is your reputation that goes out there. And here's how powerful your recommendation is. It is 74% more effective than online, more effective than a TV commercial.
Wow.
That is how powerful your recommendation is, because here's what's happening. People are no longer watching television the way they used to, and they don't trust ads anymore. But if somebody on, you know, Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter says, you know, this is a really great product, you should try it out, you know what they're going to do? They go, oh, I know Daphne. I trust her. I will check it out. I'll do that. So it's very important that your word be honest and true.
That's right.
So that other people can, you know, follow through, because that's what they're looking for. People are looking for answers, and those answers are have to be a solution, not something that they feel duped into.
And the sad thing about it, even when I respond in this manner, you think that people would have the decency to say, okay, let me follow through. Because even whether she does it now or not, she will learn about me and do later. That's it. I never hear back from them. So,
well, also, that's clearly somebody just following the trend. There was something in Facebook called Branch Out, where it was like supposed to be the professional network of Facebook.
Oh, and Branch Out?
Yes. Yes, Branch Out. And it was going to take over LinkedIn. Well, that didn't happen. It clearly has not happened. And this thing here is they were like, oh, yeah, I'm connected to you. Now connect with all my friends. And Facebook realized, no, that's not going to work.
It's not going
to
work.
It has to be genuine.
That's right.
Because that's how Facebook started, was basically, come on, be my friend. So what if I don't know you? And so now if you actually befriend somebody, it will ask you, do you know this person outside of Facebook?
Right.
Yeah. And so they're now collecting the data. Now, some people you meet on Facebook, I have met some great people on mm-hmm. Facebook who have turned into lifelong friends.
Wonderful.
And, can I share that story again?
Sure.
With your audience? Okay. 3 years ago, I met a man on Facebook, and it sounds so facetious, right? I met a man on Facebook who had an international ministry, and we started chatting, and he was building his network, and in dealing with one another, he recommended me for a conference in Texas. Now, this man was located in London, England. His name is Apostle George. Located in London, England, referred me to a women's conference in Texas. They paid for my airfare and hotel, my food, all my, you know, everything I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the event, spoke at the event. They paid me and sent me on my way. This is all from a reference from a man that was in London, England.
And somebody you have never met.
No, I know. I finally met him this past August.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like meeting, you know, going and meeting an old friend. It was an old friend because we knew each other over the 3 years. We got to really know who, you know, I knew who he was, he knew who I was. You know, it wasn't like, it wasn't like an announcement, but Deepu, come to the front of the room. No, he knew exactly who I was because of the photos. I knew who he was, but we had a relationship. We
That's
had stuff
important.
To talk about. It was a great experience. It was better in person, you know. But here's the thing. It's about social networking. It's about relationship building. And
That's
people
right.
forget that. They think That's if right. I post it, they will come. That's not always true. It's
That's
about
true.
Building
that
relations.
Is so, that is so true. That is so true. So do you have a checklist that you would like to give to entrepreneurs when they go out there to begin to create all of what you are talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What would that checklist look like?
Well, first it would start off with their marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
You should, if you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you should already have a marketing plan. Social networking is not in replace of that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people go into it backwards. Don't do that. Your marketing plan needs to stay consistent. Whatever your strategy is, whatever you say that you do, like I highly recommend that every person have an elevator pitch. So if somebody says, hi, who are you? And you go right into your pitch. That same pitch should reflect all across your social networking tools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's key. That's the first thing, making sure that your brand is consistent all across, from your marketing material to your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And that's the other thing. So making sure that your brand is consistent, it's all across. That's the number one thing. The number two thing is to make sure that you have a strategy. What do you want to use social networking for? So I mean, you could go, well, yeah, I'll create a page. And well, if you're not the person that's going to be actively posting on your page, you better get somebody who will. Because here's the thing. If you let's say you have a nice little list of people who are your friends on your personal profile, and you ask them to follow you or to like your fan page, but you only post once every 3 weeks, you know what? They will like your page and they'll never return. So you have to make sure that you have a calendar of postings, okay? This is very important because it's a market. It's about communicating to people who you are, what you do, and how you help them. And and so, for example, I'm going to suggest that everyone go to my fan page on Facebook. It's called Social Abundance. So it's facebook.com/socialabundance. And you'll find me there. And what's important that you'll see, you'll see that I post throughout the week. I don't post every day. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those fanatics. What's important is that when you do post, that it's something that is helpful to someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That it's informative. It's you're giving out information that people can go, I can use that. I can take it to the next level. Another thing that you want to do is to be seen as human, as a person and not a robot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So don't just hit people over the head with your marketing message, because that could be a turnoff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing
I'm going to let you continue, but I like what you say about being human. It's yesterday somebody sent me an email, and I opened it, and she sent a link, and it was a link to her blog, and she was giving insights on how to take a cleansing bath. And she was actually in her bathtub. She was totally dressed. But at least she was there and telling us the different steps that you need to take in which to do that. So I don't have to wonder who she was. As you say, I saw her as a person and someone who was real. So that's very good advice.
Mm-hmm. And that's also key, is video is very important because people are visual. The more photos that you can have on your Facebook account, the better. Think of Facebook as a photo environment, Twitter as a LinkedIn environment, and YouTube is a video environment. So take advantage of those. Men don't have a problem doing videos because they don't have that vanity level as high as women do. We have to look camera ready before we get up there. And, you know, me included, I'll sit there and go, oh, no, we must do it again, you know.
Yeah. I learned a valuable lesson just this past week. Someone is doing some work for me. And during the process of what they have been doing, working on, I have been sending emails back and forth, complimenting their work. And the one error I did, was not to mention it on any of my Facebook presence, not on mine, not on theirs.
Yeah.
And during a meeting, one of the people pointed out that I did not endorse their work. And I said, what do you mean by that? How could you say that? I've referred X, Y, and Z to you, to what you are doing. So if that's not endorsement, what is? And then I realized I did not write it on Facebook. And so every day we wake up, there's a lesson that is there to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, yes. And that goes right into my next point, is to champion someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so important, because the reason being, one of the things that I love to talk about, and I always mention, is coconut oil. I am a coconut oil evangelist, because coconut oil allows you to cleanse out your system, and also allows you to heal your body internally. Mm-hmm. I also use it for my hair, my skin. It's wonderful. I love the stuff. And I talk about it as something else to talk about besides social networking. Champion something else, another person, like other people's pages, make comments, because again, it's about community. Endorse other people's products and services.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress the importance of that, because it's also, you know, what you give will be given back to you.
Oh, yeah.
It may not come from that same exact source, but trust me, it's okay to even ask for a call to action. You know, if somebody says, oh, I really like what you did there, and, you know, say, great, thank you. Would you you know, do a testimonial for me? Would you write up a testimonial on Facebook for me or on LinkedIn, however, and, you know, follow up with that person. Make sure if they said yes, you know, follow up with them. Here's another thing. If someone says, I really want to do it, but I just don't know what to say, then you could draft up something relating to their experience with you and write it up for them and ask them, you know, is this what the experience that you had? And let them edit it and make it whatever changes they want to it. And then they can use that and post it. Make it easy for people. That not everyone is meant to be a great writer. And that's why business owners who are want to create an online brand but just don't have the time or the know-how of doing it should hire a social networking manager. And that's very important because that's another part of your development of your products and services and keeping yourself relevant to other people. Okay, because it's not a one-on-one when you're online. It's 1 to 10, 1 to 100, 1 to 1,000, 1 to 1,000,000, and we've seen that happen. We've seen a revelation, not revelation, resolution. I'm still not saying it right. We've seen countries being overtoppled because they were on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, you know, saying, hey, come to this particular spot. We're going to run over the government, that kind of thing. And so that's what was really clear. It's important that you champion a cause, make referrals of other people, build a community around your services as well as other people's. Like, support other people. When people send you a request to like their page, go to that page and like it, you know, and say something about it, especially if you know them. You know, support, support, support. Send love. Daphne, you still there? Did I lose you? Well, I don't know if you're still there or not. Hello? Daphne, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Daphne,
yes.
Are you there?
Okay, yes. Skype is acting up, so I'm just so thankful for you coming on. I'm going to give you a few more minutes. We, because of the interruption, I'm going to just go ahead until 8 o'clock with you so we can have you finish your thoughts. Skype is
packing
up. So,
okay.
So I want you to, I thank you for continuing with your thought. So what other important points you have that you want to pass on to the people? And then please tell them how to get in touch with you. But before you do that, what you mentioned about what you post and everything, because we have known each other for a few years, and
yes,
I did not know about this new skill and talent that you have, and I found that out from reading on your fan page and your blog, because although I was speaking to you, you had not mentioned it in person. So if I had not gone there and read about it, I would not know about it. So you are really practicing what you preach, because what you put up there is going to be there for others to see.
Yes, yes. And thank you for that. I am very proud of my work as a social networking strategist and manager. And one of the things that I really enjoy doing is helping people understand how to use social networking to better benefit their services. And again, like I said, if your listeners, please visit my fan page at Facebook.com Social Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to like the page.
Yes.
And you'll see. Let me just give a few highlights that people should have on their page.
Yes.
It's very important. If you have a fan page or a business page, make sure that you have a welcome page or a landing page that pretty much says what your page is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people just create a fan page and they barely fill out the info and they just start posting. That's not the purpose of a fan page. A fan page is the intent is to build a brand around your products and services. So you want to make sure you have a landing page. And if you don't know how to create a landing page, you contact the social networking manager who can do that for you. Feel free to contact me. I'm going to give you my website in a minute, but what's also key is that after you've created the land page, a landing page, is to make sure that you monitor the posts that will be going on your page. So don't ignore it. Just don't create it and then let other people run amok on it, because there are folks who will take advantage of a virgin page and start posting all their stuff on it, and it has nothing to do with what you're talking about. So monitor your page. Make sure that no one's running amok on it. And another key thing is that make sure your photos match with what you're talking about. So if you're effective, if you're a painter, you should be having photos of your paintings on your fan page. But don't sit there and have somebody, up there with a cat. You know, it has no relation to your work or your business. So it's very important that whatever you do in terms of your fan page, that it is consistent. And here's the best thing about all these social networking tools is that it's very incestuous. So even though they are working in similar fields, they will connect. You can connect them all so that if you post in your Facebook page, you can have it connected to your Twitter account. So you don't have to go to Twitter and repost or retweet in that case. So this is very important. There's some really cool tools that could save you a lot of time, because social networking can soak up hours of your time if you don't know what you're doing. And so that's why it's so important to have a professional like myself that can help you become very effective, very fast on social networking. Here's the other thing. Most people are using social networking on their phones, their smartphones. So you need to make sure your fan page is effective effectively being seen on the smartphone, and that people could easily figure, see your page and make comments. Because here's the thing that I love is that you could be out somewhere talking. Matter of fact, this happened. Daphne, do you remember when Oprah was doing her audition for talk show host? Did I lose you again, Daphne? Oh, my goodness. Daphne, are you there? Well, I'm going to still keep talking just in case that this is recording. What I want to say is that with your smartphone, people can easily go to your site and look at your videos online right then and there. That could be an opportunity for you. So feel free to create things that people could go and look at, and they could post you could post your information, and know how you want people to connect with you, whether it's on through email, if it's on Facebook. Facebook has a email account, messaging. They'll call it email. They call it messaging, where you could send your information there, and it's very effective.
You were asking me a question about Oprah before Skype went off, and I didn't hear what the question was.
I was asking you about, do you remember when Oprah was having that contest for the next talk show host?
Yes.
Yeah, and what I was saying about that is that how people could, what my experience was, is that people were able to look from their smartphones and see my audition tape right there. So I don't want people to just think that social networking is all being in front of their computer or their laptop. It's also on their smartphone. So it's important that you have marketing, have your fan page set up so that it can be viewed on a smartphone.
Okay. So that's powerful there. I learned that too, because a lot of times when people call into my show, especially on a Wednesday, and I hear traffic, and I realize they are listening to the show from their smartphones. So it just gives us a broader platform. And I will certainly need to listen to the episode over so I can hear what you are saying about the fan page and how it is supposed to be set up. Because based on what I heard you say, I don't think mine is set up right, because I just did a fan page. So I got to go back and just look at it and see.
Okay.
Because I know my regular page was filled, and I said, oh, I got to create a page. But I didn't know about landing page and all of that. So I must go back and view that and make sure it is working and representing me.
Yes. And that's so important. I got to tell you, I absolutely love what some of the business owners do when they are effectively using Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, because it tells me that they're taking advantage of a free tool. This is the cool part. This is it's free. But you have to use it. If you're a business owner, you have to use it as a tool, a marketing tool.
That's
so
right.
The cost of having someone monitor your page and post. And let me just give you a few little tips on what you can post that will be helpful to you. Because, see, a lot of people who do blogs, the first person that gets tired of the blog is the actual author of the blog. And even though people are actively looking and wanting to see what's coming from your mind, it's a virtual world, so we have to get used to that. So the first thing I want you to do is create a calendar of posts. So let's say you take Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, okay? These are your primary days that you want to get information out to your community, whether they're family, friends, or followers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you can post, those will be your primary marketing days. These are what's going out about your event. And then, or your products or services. On, let's say, Tuesday and Thursday, you could post some things about the things that you're championing. So it could be something like, recommending somebody else. You could also do quotes. I please do not sleep on the value of doing a successful quote. If you're a person that's really good with your own quotes, start writing them up.
I
have seen several people have created ebooks out of their own quotes.
Yeah, that's what I need to start doing. Yep.
Because that's also another branding tool right there that you can either give away or sell, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I always like to remind people it's very simple. And make it short.
Right.
No one wants a long story because they're not going to read it. Okay?
Right.
So you don't want to do anything that's over 3 paragraphs.
Mm.
Even though Facebook allows you to do that now, and here's the other thing. The reason why they allow you to do that is because Google Plus decided that you could have all the space you wanted to post something. And while that's cute and all, that's the other thing. Google Plus is now thrown into the mix of social networking tools. And, it's just another tool right now. So we will see what happens a year down the line, how effective or what type of market share they're going to be taking, or will they take the number two or three spot, or who knows, they may take the number one spot depending on what they are offering. But I just want to make it clear to everyone out there that this is a wonderful opportunity to really build up your business, your brand, build up yourself as an expert. Mm-hmm. You have to see yourself as an expert no matter what it is that you are doing. You have to see yourself as an expert. Even if you know the most powerful women online are the mothers.
Yes.
I know that.
There's a woman in Canada making over $6 million a year on a website that she created, and she's a mother. So there's a lot going on out there. Now, I have one final question for you.
Sure.
What's your recommendation on, what's the term? Pre-arranged, like some people like stock their things and then it's automatically posted.
Yes. There's a couple of tools that allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's TweetTech. There's Oomph. Here's the thing, and I would highly recommend everyone take advantage of this information I'm about to tell you. Facebook will penalize you if you use those tools. So this is what I recommend for you, is that post what you want in Facebook first and then use the tool to post the rest of the stuff
on
TweetDeck or Oomph for the other tools. And the reason being is that what you post, if you use TweetDeck to post something in Facebook, it may not show up until, 5 minutes later, 2 hours later, 2 days later.
And is TweetDeck is that a free tool?
It is a free tool.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's a free tool. And it's really geared more towards Twitter than it is Facebook. And here's the thing. Remember I said earlier how the tools are very incestuous. So, for example, if I post something on my fan page, it is connected to my Twitter account, and it will automatically post there as well.
Yeah,
so
mine goes to my LinkedIn as well.
As well as LinkedIn. So, which kind of kills the purpose for TweetDeck. But the thing about TweetDeck is that it allows you to have the different views. You can look at Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook all on one page. And you can see your scroll, your views, and also your lists, your Twitter list. I have a huge Twitter list of different accounts or different people that I watch or that I follow. So from entertainers to other social networking experts, authors, writers, also fashion. I love fashion. And so I watch these people in different views, and it helps me. And see, that also saves me time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of using this third-party application. That's considered a third-party application that people can use to really make it easy. It's an easy tool. But again, the key thing I want to stress is that whatever you do, post it first at Facebook,
right,
and then schedule it for the other tools
for the other places. This way, you're only posting at one place, and because you're going to be penalized on Facebook, you put the fresh new content there, and then it can go to the other places, which makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Miss D, please give out your contact information, and thank you for staying over extra time. And
you know
you always have a platform to come, because you give so much to so many people, and I appreciate you adding value to my listeners. So please give your contact information again, and I look forward to having you back on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, my website, and I would love for you all to go to it, it is dboone.biz. And I'm going to spell that out because it's D-E or www.dboone.biz. dboone.biz. And that's only one E after the D. So a lot of people put D-E-E. It's only one E.
Yeah, I did that for a couple of years.
And you'll see on my homepage, I have a free ebook, and it's called Your Ultimate Guide to Facebook Fan Pages for Business Growth. So please take advantage of that. I have some fantastic tips that can really help you. Also, because we got Cyber Monday coming up tomorrow, I want to offer to all of your listeners, if they go to my products page, uh-huh. And anyone that signs up for a package, or especially, and I'm talking about the social networking branding strategies or one-on-one trainings, uh-huh. If you whatever you purchase, I will give you a free 30-minute training session with
Good.
Every purchase. Yeah,
good.
So that's available. So if you sign up for that tonight and Tuesday midnight, because that's when I'm going
to
end that.
You
need to do dates
because you know what? Because mm-hmm. people are listening to the archive, people are going to be coming on later. So you need to
mm-hmm.
please send the dates.
Okay, so that will be, they will have that, the cyber deal is available between now, what's today, November 27th. November 27th through, and I'm going to make it until November 30th at midnight.
Okay, great. So that's a great deal
yeah.
for all the people who are listening on the archive.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So they get a free 30-minute training. And again, that's at dboone.biz.com. You can also visit my fan page at facebook.com, Social Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit me on Twitter, twitter.com/DE_BOONE. And
right.
on LinkedIn, I am D Boone. That's it. LinkedIn.com/D Boone. Or you could also Google me. You know, please feel free to Google me and contact me. And last, I'll just give out my email address, and that's DE.D. Boone, B-O-O-N-E, @gmail.com. I actually like Gmail as a messaging tool. It's really cool. Do you know, I'll give you a little hint. Gmail actually reads your email before you send it. So if you say anywhere in your email that you have an attachment but you didn't attach it, it will stop you and say you didn't attach the email. So I think it's a pretty cool tool. So, you know, again, reach out to me. Let me know if you've heard me on the show, dboone.biz. And I look forward to connecting with all of you. So, Daphne, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. And again, you can email me at de.d.boone@gmail.com. You can also contact me on Facebook under D Boone. So please feel free to connect with me. I would love to have your listeners online. Oh, actually, on my Facebook email account is dboone.abundance@facebook.com. So feel free to connect with me there as well. So, yeah, I really enjoyed being on your show, Daphne. Thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, I hope you had a wonderful holiday. And I hope that your listeners, too, will have a great holiday. So I want to say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays, because there's so many wonderful holidays that are coming up. And so whatever your faith or practices are, enjoy them and just send out lots of love to everybody. So I just want to thank everyone for listening in today. Okay. Looks like we've lost Daphne again, but again, if anybody wants to contact me, you can reach me at de.deboon@gmail.com or Facebook. You can go to my personal account. You can subscribe to me at deboon.abundance. So
yes.
That's Facebook. So okay. Daphne, you're back on the air, right?
Yes, I'm back. So thank you. And I'm just praying that Skype is good to me for the rest of the show. So I want to thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas if I don't see you. I hope I'll talk to you anyhow.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Boon, guys. And I'm sure that you got so much out of this conversation. And please stop by her page on her site and take advantage of the offer that she has made to you. I want to go ahead and remind you about the Vision Weekend conference that is coming up March 23rd to the 26th in New York City. And our speakers are Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. Next, we have Mr. Leon Ellis. And Mr. Ellis is a restaurateur. He's an entrepreneur and motivational speaker. Then I have Miss Jan Mullock. Miss Mullock is from Scotland, and she is a positive achievement specialist. Then I have Miss Crystal Washington Martin, and Miss Martin is a marketing and social media strategist. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Crawford is a joint venture guru and a millionaire. Then we have Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. Mr. Ridgway is a transformational coach and mentor and teacher, and he's out of Hawaii. Then we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, who is a intellectual capital copyright attorney. Mr. Stephen Jackson, who is, he calls. Tomorrow, the 28th of November, again, I will host the show with Mr. James Nimley, Building Your Extraordinary Business. And our guest will be Mr. Edward Foxworth III. Every Monday from now leading up until the 19th of March, we will be featuring one of the speakers on that show. So we look forward for you to join us there tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., when our guest on the show will be Mr. Edward Foxworth. So I want to just share, we are only going to be able to do one story tonight, and this story is called Raising Hope, and it is from Saul Raisin. He's a professional cyclist and brain injury survivor. I'm here to tell you that spinning your wheels is a good thing. It has led me to my dream career as a professional cyclist. Helped me recover from what doctors call a sure to be terminal brain injury. And best of all, brought me to the love of my life. I'm 24 years old. I have dreamed most of my life of wearing the yellow victory jersey in the Tour de France. Doctors tell me, it's amazing that you see me alive at all. But I've never proven doctors and doubters wrong my entire life. Just about everything great I've accomplished, I've done it on a bike. I first fell in love with cycling when I was growing up in Dalton, Georgia. I started competing in small town races on my mountain bike and haven't stopped riding since. Doctors might tell you I shouldn't be able to ride at all. I was born with severe cervicular of the spine. I have 42% curvature. This usually caused the chest to be caved in. Instead, mine is more of an hourglass shape. That means I actually have increased lung capacity and can take in twice as much air as the normal person. My lungs, along with my large than normal heart, have served me well as I have gone after my dream and becoming one of the best cyclists in the world. The big dream was to win the Tour de France. Just like Lance Armstrong beat the odds after battling cancer, I intend to beat the odds after devastating brain injury. I don't remember anything about the accident, but teammates, friends, and family have helped me fill in the blanks. It happened in April 2006, southwest of Paris. I was competing in a tune-up race for my first Grand Tour, Tour d'Italia. It was just a training race for my team and me to get some speed in our legs on a flat course. We were just about a mile and a half from the finish line when some gravel on the road caused me to crash into the gutter. I landed on my head face down in the gravel. Even though I was wearing a helmet, my face took the brunt of the impact. The accident did not appear that serious at the time. Friends tell me I was responsive and talking. Team officials called my parents back in the United States and told them I had broken my collarbone. This would hardly be alarming news to my folks since I've broken my collarbone 4 times before in other accidents. Just 30 hours later, my parents received another call telling them that I had slipped into coma. The hospital needed permission to do emergency surgery. My parents were told to come to France right away, although doctors didn't expect me to live through the night. When my parents arrived, the doctors talked to them about donating my organs. On the other side, chance that I did live, they said my parents should expect me to spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. That would be the best case scenario. My parents lived through this hell for about a week when one day the team doctor came to get them. He was crying, and my parents feared I had died. No, he told them. So calls awake. You need to come immediately. My parents tell me that I was hardly alert and sitting up in bed, but I was responsive. The only faint memory I have of this time and the coma was my mom beside the bed singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, the same song she had sung to me when I was a little boy. Indeed, Mom says, that's what she sang over and over again as she kept vigil by my bed. So if you ever have a loved one who is unconscious, I'm here to tell you that what you say to them, to him or her, does get through. After a month of being alert and stable, I could go back to Georgia. That's when the real work began. I went to Shepherd Center, a rehabilitation hospital in Atlanta, specializing in spinal cord injuries and brain injuries like mine. I had to relearn everything. It's hard to explain the scope. It was like being a baby again, but in addition, I could move my left side, and it was more than just having to learn to walk, talk, read, and write. I had to learn what reading and writing were. I remember looking at a simple first grade math book, and I couldn't do the equations. That was really hard, realizing how far I had to go to climb back. My parents also needed training. I had damage to my right temporal lobe and of my brain, which is the part that handles social appropriativeness. I could be in the middle of a public place and suddenly start talking dirty. My parents had to learn how to help me learn how to integrate back into society. One of the strangest things was that I couldn't get into my injured mind that I had a brain injury. Every single day, the therapist would ask me, Saul, do you know why you are here? I could never answer them. I thought it might be for my broken collarbone. No, they explained patiently, you are here because you have a brain injury. The next day, we have to go through the whole conversation again. Finally, one day, they let me check my email. I had something like 12,000 messages awaiting for me. People like Lance Armstrong were writing to wish me well. Others wrote saying they were praying for me. I read about 20 of them and was totally confused. What are they talking about? I wondered. I was in pain. I was just extremely tired all the time from all of the physical and occupational therapy I had to do all day long. Still, at the computer, I Googled my name and suddenly almost 200,000 search results came up. Oh, I must be gotten a lot of coverage because I won the tour, the Italia race, I told myself, not having a clue. But then I started clicking on some of the items. Saul Raisin has emergency brain surgery. Saul Raisin in coma, the headlines read. That's when I finally understood I broke down crying because I realized the agony I must have put my family and friends through. I was determined not to let them down. As I regained my strength, I had the chance to ride a stationary bike in the physical therapy room. That was the first time I thought I just might be able to get back on cycling. I worked my way up over the weeks from the stationary bike to what we call rollers, which is an actual bike mounted on something that works like a treadmill. This is a real balance test. Mom got on one side and Dad on the other. I had the hang of it right away. I eventually begged my doctors for permission to take my bike out on the road. They gave me the green light, but only if I rode uphill and only if my parents followed in a car. That first ride on the road was the best of my entire life. I just rode and rode and rode. The early days with all the riding were accelerating, but also concerning to the doctors. It appeared the fatigue factor, part of my brain, wasn't working. I wasn't getting the signal that my body was spent. This could be dangerous, as I could literally exercise my life to death or least injure myself. I've now been able to get that sensation back. Trust me, when I go out for a huge training ride now, I feel it. So I want to tell you, we will continue this story next week as we continue with What's Possible, the 22 stories of people who dare to dream. I encourage you again to please check in with us tomorrow evening as I host the show, Building Your Extraordinary Business with Mr. Jim Nemley. So I look forward to your call, and I want to encourage you to find out what's possible in your life and how to make them happen. Know that you are created for a destiny and that nothing, absolutely nothing, can prevent or should prevent you from accomplishing the great things that you were called to do. I will see you on Wednesday and also tomorrow evening on the Building Your Extraordinary Business show.
just begin to say this in our faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this plague. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this plague. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations.